This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. President Trump says he'll fight like hell to hold on to the presidency. He was in Georgia last night supporting two Republican Senate candidates who face runoff elections today. These elections will decide which party controls the U.S. Senate.
With an enthusiastic crowd chanting, "Fight for Trump," the president continued to insist he got more votes in Georgia than Joe Biden.
There's no way we lost Georgia.
But the rally was to encourage strong voter turnout for Republican Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue to keep GOP control of the Senate.
The last chance we will have to save all that President Trump has accomplished.
Perdue had to address supporters by videotape, quarantined because of COVID exposure. President Trump.
The Senate seats are truly the last line of defense. Now, I must preface that by saying, because they'll say, he just conceded. No.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
New York City critical care nurse Sandra Lindsay is the first healthcare professional in the country to get the second dose of the coronavirus vaccine. She's fully vaccinated now and has advice for those who might not be sure they want to get the shot.
Speak to experts, speak to healthcare professionals. Don't listen to hearsay, and let us all do our parts. It's our civil responsibility in a crisis to just band together and get through this.
Nurse Sandra Lindsay in New York. Broadcaster Larry King has COVID-19 and is hospitalized in Los Angeles, but he's improving, says a spokesman, who says he's out of intensive care. The leader of the Proud Boys has been arrested in Washington, accused of burning a Black Lives Matter banner that was torn down from a historic black church in downtown D.C. last month. This is AP News. Now to that pharmacist accused of spoiling coronavirus vaccine doses. The AP's Ed Donahue's got this.
The hospital pharmacist in Wisconsin accused of ruining doses of a coronavirus vaccine appeared before a judge. The 57 vials of the Moderna vaccine Stephen Brandenburg is accused of ruining were believed to be able to inoculate more than 500 people. Prosecutor Adam Garrell says Brandenburg wanted to render them inert.
Because he'd formed this belief that they were unsafe, that the RNA method of creating these medications rendered them unsafe.
Garrell didn't explain why he thought it was unsafe. The Food and Drug Administration says the vaccine side effects are mostly mild. Garrell added Brandenburg was upset because he was in the midst of a divorce, and a hospital employee said Brandenburg had taken a gun to work twice. He has been fired. The FBI and the FDA are also investigating. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.